This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number three. In studio is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about James Comey, the former FBI director who was testifying on Capitol Hill today, testifying to the Senate Intelligence Committee. And so far we've discovered that he did not trust Trump. He thought Trump was a liar. And Politico has what they're calling five takeaways, and they all sort of revolve around Comey thinking that Trump wasn't an honest man. But here are some, and these are not direct quotes of questions, it's summaries of questions asked by Kamala Harris. That, again, Politico mentions that Comey declined to respond to questions from Senator Ron Wyden about whether he knew if other White House officials who had been in contact with the Russians could present concerns like those that led to Flynn's firing. And Senator Kamala Harris asked a series of tantalizing questions that Comey promised to address in private. Among them, were the meetings between officials currently in the Trump White House and Russians that they have yet to reveal? Did any Trump campaign officials or associates attempt to mask communications with Russians through encryption?
All right, I have a question.
Yes.
So if the Russians allegedly interjected into our election so that Trump would win, why did Trump then go and drop bombs on Russia's friend Syria there and blow up all their stuff? You know what I mean?
That sounds kind of like a wag the dog sort of thing.
Like Bashar al-Assad and Putin are buddy-buddy, right?
Right.
Or are they not anymore? Did they, like, break up?
No, they're still, you know, kind of friendly. And even, you know, like the whole bombing Syria thing just makes absolutely no sense because the official U.S. position. Oh, I talk about it every day in the newscast that I do. But the official U.S. position is we're not interested in regime change. But yet the U.S. military is bombing Syrian places and, well, not just air bases, but also, you know, positions of Syrian allies in Syria. It's so bad that the Syrian president came out a couple days ago and firmly asked the United States to stop bombing his allies in his country because you're not even supposed to be here.
Right.
And what does Russia say on all this? I mean,
they saber-rattle every once in a while. They'll condemn U.S. actions and things like that. And I've got one Facebook friend who lives in Syria, and, you know, her position is sort of like every one of these groups that is opposed to the regime in Syria is what you would call the rebels. They're backed by Al-Qaeda, they're backed by ISIS, or they are Al-Qaeda, or they are ISIS.
Or they were Al-Qaeda, but they changed their name so that you don't think they're Al-Qaeda anymore.
Right.
No, we're not Neutral Front, we're this other thing, but we're the same set of people.
Same people, but the same people that McCain met with in a lot of these instances, so
But I find it interesting.
So, like, the relationships between, okay, why would, you know, because I try to think motive. Okay, what's Russia's motive for getting Trump in? It obviously wasn't so he could turn around and bomb the crap out of Assad, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe Putin feels that what Trump is doing is limited compared to what Clinton may have done. You know what I mean?
Again, a lot of this is pure speculation.
Sure. Everything I say is.
Some of the quote-unquote meddling that Russia quote unquote Russia is alleged to have done of, they hacked the DNC server and gave that info to WikiLeaks. Yes. Julian Assange says, I guarantee you it was not the Russians that gave me this info from the DNC.
Maybe it's Hillary. DNC, she likes to delete stuff and hack stuff, right?
The DNC has never alleged that any of those emails were fabricated.
Right.
Never once.
Right. And
was it Comey in charge of the Hillary Clinton email investigation, too? That never really happened and went anywhere?
Well, it was investigated, and then he said no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges, and then he got new information and reopened the investigation just a couple of weeks before the election, and then just a couple of days before the election said, yeah, and there's still nothing. And so there are some people claiming that that is what threw the election to Trump. But I want to focus a little bit on the question here that Senator Kamala Harris asked. And, Chris, pay very close attention to the words being used here. Did any Trump campaign official or associate attempt to mask communications with Russia using encryption?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you've got to sort of dig deep into what exactly are they doing. And, again, focus on the words that are being used here. Encryption, Russia, U.S. officials, masking communications.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm, you know, being a little paranoid here, but it almost makes it sound as though they're thinking everybody that uses something like Signal or Wire.
Telegram.
Is somehow, you know, colluding with the Russians because masking communications, encryption, Russia.
Well, not necessarily colluding with the Russians, I don't think, but encryption bad, encryption only used by people who are doing evil things.
Masking communication.
Right. That's the whole point. We see this from almost every corner of the U.S. government. If you're using encryption, then, you know, this is, and I brought in another story that was Jeff Sessions talking about, you know, how, you know, encryption is nothing more than a tool for sex trafficking. You know,
what?
I mean, it's...
Didn't that guy say a couple days ago he was going to resign? When the hell is that going to happen? It can't be soon enough.
I got my hopes all up. But yeah, you have this war on encryption. It's a war on privacy. It's a war on the American people. Like every other war, quote unquote, they declare, there will be a war on encryption. There is a war on privacy. They just haven't come out and called it that yet, but they will.
No, it's just another front in the war on terror.
Or the war on drugs. Or the war on
fallacies.
Right. I remember, was it, 15, 20 years ago, there was that ad put out by like the National whatever Drug Council thing that said, like, flat out, and I'm not making up or speculating about what they said. They actually said that if you buy drugs, you are funding the terrorists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was very clear. You are funding terrorism.
You might be funding terrorism if you buy drugs. You never know.
You're funding terrorism if you pay property taxes. You're funding terrorism if you pay an income tax.
It depends on who you see as the terrorist.
You might as well just do what makes you happy and not care.
Other questions from Senator Harris. Was there any evidence that records of communication between Trump associates and Russians were destroyed? Was there any attempt to conceal meetings between campaign officials and the Russians? Again, these are questions that Comey said he would answer in private. Collateral damage is the next takeaway that Politico hits on here. Trump was expected to take a bruising at Thursday's hearing, and it seemed inevitable that Comey would also take some hits over his actions. Both those things transpired, but what was less expected was the collateral damage to a slew of others, including the aforementioned Jeff Sessions, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. In the wake of press reports about Sessions being in disfavor with Trump for months, Comey's testimony made the Attorney General sound ineffectual in dealing with a chief executive repeatedly transcending the rules and the norms governing the White House's dealing with the FBI. Comey cast some shade at Sessions by saying he unwisely agreed to clear out of a White House meeting in February, leaving Trump and Comey alone. There's more, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! 5-4-3. That's 855-450-3733. You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your other people's services. and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com. That's spelled SIMBI.com. You won't believe the diversity of services on Simbi. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go get an account on Simbi.com. Again, SIMBI.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi.com.
So, yeah, Jeff Sessions came up a couple times in the last story, and I had mentioned to Daryl that I had brought in a story that talked a little bit about Jeff Sessions, talking about the war on modern slavery and encryption. This comes to us from the Hit and Run blog over at Reason.com. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told a gathering of more than 1,500 federal, state, and local law enforcement agents that he was ready to follow President Donald Trump's order and, quote, make our country safe again, unquote.
Hold on. I've got a question here. When was the country, quote, unquote, safe?
The day before Donald Trump was elected.
Ah, okay.
Unsafe or safe? Safe. U.S. safe.
Yeah, when was the last time the country was safe?
The last time we had a Republican, that would have been, by Donald Trump standards, I suspect.
Okay, yeah.
January 20th.
Really, not really that
yeah,
safe.
I know. Yeah, okay. Both were, let me see, that they're ready to follow Donald Trump, make our second safe again. For Sessions, that entails making the fight against child exploitation and human trafficking a top priority. Okay, no problem there.
Sounds laudable.
Yep. Both were major priorities for the Obama-era Department of Justice and the FBI, too. So Sessions' bluster is based on a bit of a false premise, but what difference does it make? Prioritizing the protection of children and trafficking victims can't be a bad thing, right? Alas, when it's done by the likes of the Justice Department, it can be. Beyond all the big talk about saving kids, the agenda actually allocates most of its anti-exploitation agenda to arresting adult sex workers and snagging people in stings that involve no actual victims. That is,
this is something that people with SWAP, the Sex Worker Outreach Project, this is one of their biggest things is you've got police that wind up basically claiming every prostitute that gets arrested is a victim.
Right. You're in that position because somebody's taken you and you're now being sex trafficked. You've been sex trafficked and now you're a sex worker. And that's just plainly not true. And I think anyone with any common sense can recognize that. And that's not to say that there aren't people that are put into that position
right
through the worst, most heinous things, and that should always be
right.
Fought.
We're not saying that there aren't people that are actually victims of sex trafficking.
Right. That is, when it's not aiding in the arrest of exploiting children, the arrest of exploited children themselves, if Sessions' June 6th speech closing the National Law Enforcement Training on Child Exploitation meeting in Atlanta signals greater federal investment in status quo solutions. Expect to see even more, quote, human traffic stings, unquote, targeting adults engaged in prostitution, immigrants eligible for deportation, and asset-heavy escort advertising sites, as well as any broader civil liberties they can possibly grab along the way.
And probably look into a lot of stings at massage parlors.
Sure.
Because they've already, for my entire life, I've, seen stories of, this massage parlor got busted.
Right. For massaging the wrong part of the body for too long or whatever it happens to be.
Yep. And all of the recent, bust of or stings on these massage parlors, they've wound up saying that every woman there was there only because of sex slavery.
Right. Sex slavery, sex trafficking. In Atlanta, Sessions warned of the danger of, quote, emerging technologies, encrypted communications platforms, social media sites, and the so-called dark net. These, he declared, are the tools of such, quote, depraved people, unquote, as, quote, child pornographers, sextortionists, and human traffickers, unquote.
Okay, so I'm going to partially agree with Jeff Sessions. I realize that's not a sentence that I ever thought that I would ever say ever in life.
Right.
But the dark net is used by some depraved. That's not to say that everybody that uses the dark net is a depraved person.
No, you're absolutely right.
The FBI is full of depraved people. They ran child porn websites for months
and continue to allow child pornography
of them. Not just one, dozens of them.
And made improvements to the site so they could ensnare more customers. They pushed that stuff out even further than it had been before.
Those are the depraved people using the dark net.
Right.
And your federal government.
The allegation, though, which, as Session puts it, is that anything encrypted, anything that creates privacy, is therefore a tool of depraved people, child pornographers, et cetera, sort of implies that anybody who's using that is only using it for nefarious purposes.
Right.
Now, I find personally it offensive that the Attorney General of the United States seems to be implying that I am either a child pornographer, a sextortionist, or a human trafficker, because I use a whole ton of encrypted applications. I use them specifically. I don't do it so I can get away with things that I never do, like be a human trafficker.
Right.
I use them because I don't trust my government.
Right. And a friend of mine who has a podcast, Roger Paxton, the Lava Flow podcast, FYI, there is some adult language in there. You know, just in case you're wanting to go take a listen. But he had a recent episode where he was talking about some of these encrypted technologies and how, you know, the feds basically want to crack down.
Sure.
And he specifically mentioned using Wire. And he said, it's not because I have anything to hide. I use encrypted communication to ask my wife what's for supper.
Right.
Just because I want there to be so much encrypted noise.
Exactly.
That if the feds are looking for something, they're going to have a bunch of extra noise that they have to look through before they can ever find anything of value.
Yep. And I agree completely with Roger on that. I've been saying it for years. This is why I believe it's the duty of every American citizen to use as much encryption as they can. It takes clock cycles on big NSA supercomputers to crack encryption. It's not just flip it on and they can read it all. They've got to expend some resources. The more resources they're expending, the more expensive it becomes. And it gets to a point, if we all use it, that they will not be able to afford to do it.
And, Chris, I want your thoughts about, sort of the counter argument of just do it in the public, and then that gives a whole bunch of extra noise. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about encryption because Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States of America, says encryption's bad, okay? Encryption is used by depraved people, such as child pornographers, sextortionists, and human traffickers, okay? And this sort of, you know, led off to a tangent, and right. I think it's a tangent that's definitely worth pursuing a little bit about whether or not people should, as standard practice, encrypt their communications, or there's the other argument of don't encrypt the communication and just, you know, like, make them weed through more stuff.
Right.
So the question is basically, do you add on to the haystack where you know they're looking for a needle, or do you try to conceal the fact that there is even a haystack?
It's a good question to bring up because a lot of people find that using encryptions, it's overly complex and I don't want to do it. But you know what? I'd still like to do my part. And there used to be a Chrome extension out there and I thought it was really cool and I used it for a while. But every time I wrote something in Gmail on my computer and my Chrome browser, it would automatically tag it with almost like an email signature. But okay, the email signature would have words like dirty bomb, terrorist, World Trade Center. It would...
White House.
It was, you know, AK-47. It would throw out like 10 or 20 keywords, which it had already pulled from the released, not released, but leaked list of words that were trigger words for the NSA when they scan things.
Whether or not that list was accurate, we don't know, because the federal government has a policy of neither confirming nor denying whether leaked information is legitimate.
Right. So we don't know, but we do know that that list made it out there a couple years ago. So,
right.
Yeah, it was the NSA PRISM keywords. And I think this might have been part of the original Snowden release.
Hmm.
But it was a huge list of words. It was, you know, like damn or what, all these words, if they were found in communications, could trigger.
And a lot of them were words that, you know, people might use in regular conversation.
Oh, God, I'm...
Miss...
Heather.
No, we're on the radio. Oops, there's certain words you can't say.
And that was one of them.
But
back to the story of a couple...
Again, you know, talking about some of these keywords where you said damn, like, you know, there's a dam down the street.
Right. We're going to go fishing at the dam
darn
this weekend.
Censorship.
Well, a couple of the words that were on here, but in this article in Business Insider,
I'm going down to the sandwich shop. Do you want me to get you a steak bomb?
Right.
That's the actual name of a sandwich in some places.
I'm going to give you six words.
I'm surprised you didn't say bomb on the radio because it might offend some people.
Exactly. Trigger word. These are six words that were in there. Dictionary.
What?
Dictionary was one of the trigger words in PRISM.
Is it because of the first syllable?
It's because you can conduct a dictionary attack in computer hacking to find somebody's password. Dictionary. Here's another one.
Okay.
Sweeping.
Right, because you can go sweep a facility to make sure that it's clear before you plant a dirty bomb.
There's another one. I hear ionosphere.
What is ionosphere?
That's a word.
One of the layers. One of the layers of our atmosphere. It reflects radio waves.
That's a word that I rarely, if ever, use.
Hmm. Could be in the case of a electromagnetic pulse or something like that. Here's another one.
Hold on. Speaking of ionosphere, remember the guy that jumped from like the edge of? Or did he make it to the ionosphere? Is that above or below the stratosphere?
I couldn't tell you. I'd have to Google that. Here's another one. Military intelligence.
Oh,
that's an oxymoron.
It is an oxymoron, but that is one of the words.
It's on the list.
Here's another one. Steve Case.
Who?
Steve Case.
Who?
President, and I don't know if he was a founder, of AOL. That was a trigger word.
Really?
Yeah. Scully. S-C-U-L-L-Y.
Well, maybe.
Hold on. Scully. Wasn't that the guy from X-Files?
I think the answer is yes. Go ahead.
Like, do you remember the AOL Instant Messenger and stuff like that?
Sure.
Like, what was the first chat, like, thing on the internet?
The first thing that I ever used online?
Bulletin board?
I would go back to CompuServe CB Simulator in about 1982. That would be the first one I used. Scully, John Scully, who was the... God, he was
the guy from X-Files.
He was a CEO for Apple for a while, and I think he had came from Novell or something like that.
Wasn't that also the guy from X-Files?
But other words, yes. Hackers, if you use the word hackers, you use CompSec. If you use the word telex, tools, these are all words that could cause the NSA to look more closely, to assign an analyst to, say, review the communications here. So it's a huge list, but the idea was if we start using these words in our everyday communications, then the NSA is going to go nuts having to chase all this down, because every time a computer guy says the word firewall in an email, okay, we got to chase that down.
Right, so... You know, here's, again, the question of do you add on to the haystack by using these words as often as possible, or do you try to conceal the fact that there is even a haystack by using encryption?
And I'm of the belief that we should all do as much as we can to overwhelm the state surveillance monopoly that's staring at everything we do. Everything I've done online tonight as far as Google searches and as far as being on social media, being in chat rooms, all that stuff, they are trying actively to know what I'm doing.
Right.
And that's not right.
You did mention that it takes a lot of resources to try to decrypt stuff.
Sure.
So, you know, is that sort of a rationale for why you think people should use encryption?
It's one of them. It eats up computer cycles. And I will say this, that a lot of the programs that are put out there by the, you know, the big companies, and we know who they are, you know, your Facebooks, your Googles, and things like that, they may very well have NSA backdoors into them already.
May very well. I think you could basically say they do, because some of this we know from, like, Prism and Upstream and some of these other things that were leaked by Snowden.
But a lot of these programs are being put out there open source. They're coming up, you know, from privacy people that believe strongly in our right to privacy. So,
and there's more from this article, but first, to the phones, we've got Patrick calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, for those of you not aware, is a police officer listening to KTOX. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. You know, recently, the last couple years, they changed our insurance, which has not been the greatest. So they made us, in order to do access everything or do anything, they made us set up Gmail accounts.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you, I can't stand it personally. That's my personal business. I mean, I'm not doing anything. If my mom wants to send me something, or, you know, or some family member wants to send me there, that's fine. But I got even with them. I got in trouble for this. You'll laugh at this. I got called into HR because they had to update something on my my email. And she asked me what my email address was. And I put it, my email address was actually, I had it changed, but thisjobfight@gmail.com.
Oh, that's nice. Great, Patrick. I'm not sure if you have more. I'm putting you on hold. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now. We'll get back to the phones, but I've got a question for you. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Then join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. The fees are low and transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. We're talking about encryption. Specifically, Jeff Sessions' war on encryption.
It's the tool of the devil.
Basically, that's what he's saying. Says that if you use encrypted technology or the darknet, then you're a depraved person, such as a child pornographer, a sextortionist, or a human trafficker. And he would know because the FBI ran a child porn website, dozens of child porn websites, for months on the dark web. So, yeah, I do think the federal government does know something about depraved people. They hire them. We'll get back into this story in just a second, but first, to the phones. We've got Patrick in Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, you're back on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thoughts. Hello, Patrick.
Hello there. Are you there?
Yeah. Continue with your thoughts. Yeah, you were telling us that at work they forced you to get a Gmail account.
Yeah, for my health insurance. And I'll be honest with you, I was a little upset because they changed policies. They went with a, and it was a horrible thing. So, you know, I was disgruntled a little bit, and I'm in the HR part. She asked me, as I said, it was bites, okay, at gmail.com. So then he put me on this phone with this healthcare specialist lady asking me a bunch of questions. Well, she wanted a key phrase from me that you had to put in on the computer, and she's asking me this over the phone. And she's got it on speakerphone, and she asked me, and I go, well, the key phrase is bite me. And I'm not kidding. HR had a fit.
I could imagine.
They called me in to talk to one of our what we call our safety guy who actually sits down and discusses things with you, you know, for hostile work environment and everything else. And they actually made me to change the account because they felt it was too hostile.
Oh, Patrick, you're just creating a hostile work environment there by choosing secret phrases that...
You're always so hostile when you call in here, too. I can totally understand why they did that.
Well, I mean, hey, you do this long enough, heck, you just, you know, it's not just, I'll tell you, it's more management preys on your nerves than anything else.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was funny because when I did that, all of a sudden, you wouldn't believe the stuff that the insurance company, it's almost like I felt the insurance company gave out my email address. They were sending me all this junk and everything. It was a brand new email.
We'll show you.
And yeah, really. And it's hilarious how these people think. And I agree with you. I mean, the fact is your business is your business.
Yep.
But anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you guys. Have a good night.
Yep. Thanks. Patrick, thank you for the call. Let's get back into this article from Reason.com, their hit and run blog, about Jeff Sessions saying that social media encrypted apps.
Well, can I make one little mention? I never got to read my article tonight, but I did want to bring up that one quick woman there, that state rep that got the DUI. Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, yeah. The state rep in Texas.
Yes.
She... What was it? She was the prime sponsor
of a bill that banned texting while driving. And so she voted in favor of this no texting while driving law, right? That this is for public safety. This will stop people from doing this reckless activity. And then the day the governor signed it into law, she hit a tree with her car, drinking and driving.
What's wrong with celebrating?
Well, you know, at least she got a texting.
Yeah. Was she texting?
No, she wasn't.
Then she's not a hypocrite. She's just sort of a drunk driver.
Oh, God. It really is hypocrisy,
though. And she didn't run over a pedestrian, so Sarah would be happy about that.
Sarah's okay with it.
I just thought it was so nice of her, and she deserves a round of applause for demonstrating that laws don't keep reckless people from doing reckless things.
Good point. Let's see. Back to Sessions in Atlanta. We talked about that. But we need to help our fellow citizens know what to watch for.
And this is a quote from Sessions.
Yes, that's correct. Know what to watch for and encourage them to tell all when they see something troubling, Sessions urged. Nothing less than a united effort will be enough to keep our children from becoming victims of exploitation. Session finished his speech by presenting a video, on the importance of recognizing the signs of child sex trafficking and reporting suspected crimes, unquote. It featured the tagline, modern day slavery exists. If you see it, report it. Like, who's not going to report modern day sex slavery? Of course you're going to.
Right.
Even the aggressively neutral Politico couldn't avoid making drug war comparisons, describing the video as, quote, harkening back to the DARE era, unquote, with its hyperbolic language and its portrait of a slippery slope of behavior leading to irrevocable consequences.
Now, speaking of DARE, have you seen the Facebook meme that says, I wish people randomly offered me drugs as much as high school health class told me would happen?
Yeah, exactly. The idea that every American child is just one smartphone app away from being snatched into sex slavery is absurd, and it bears no relationship to what both anecdotes and data tell us about such matters. But it does make a nice narrative if you want to wage war on pesky encryption technologies that thwart all sorts of investigators, or to insert more immigration and customs enforcement, Homeland Security and FBI agents into community policing, or to get everyone from flight attendants to truck drivers telling federal agents about anyone, quote, suspicious, unquote, or to ensure the continued relevance of an agency whose drug war glory days are behind it.
And, you know,
I was suspicious when those alleged 200,000 immigrant children came over the border. And
right.
There was all these government officials, because I actually went to a public forum because they wanted some of them to go to Joint Base Cape Cod, which at the time was like 2 minutes from my house.
Sure.
So I went to the public forum on it, and there was like, you know, the undersecretary for the Department of Homeland Security that was there. There were some state officials, you know, and they were talking about it. And I'm thinking, like, where did these kids come from, first
right.
of all?
Right.
Second of all, the argument that they were making was that, you know, the conditions were so bad there in Mexico from the drug war and stuff like that, that parents were just handing their kids over to coyotes, they call them, that carry them across the border to a better life. And I'm like, well, if they can get your kids across, can't they get you across too? Wouldn't all these parents be coming with their kids?
Yeah, that never smelled right to me either.
So that whole thing. And then there was like a situation where some of the kids, I forget which state it was in, I think it was like Oklahoma or something like that, but they had some of the kids there, and there was a representative, a federal elected representative that the Department of Homeland Security wouldn't let into this facility where they had all these kids. So I'm like, this is a federally elected representative that's trying to get in there to represent the people that elected him into office, and you're not allowing him access? Like, well, you got to make it by appointment? Like,
insert your congressional page
so
joke at that point.
I thought that seemed really, really suspicious that there were 200,000 kids that were just being like floated around the country. I'm like,
right.
That seems like trafficking if I ever heard of it.
Well, it's either that, and to me, I just thought it was a BS story. I thought it was them counting up every kid in every family that came across,
right.
And then saying, okay, here's this massive influx, and it's a human rights disaster, and we've got to do something. I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it at all. I didn't believe it. I still don't believe it.
You think the whole thing is fake?
Yes.
And this whole thing of, you know, make sure you notify us if you see something suspicious harkens back to 16 years ago when the war on terror began. If you see something, say something.
Right. And before that, the drug war.
This is Free Talk Live. We're out of time for tonight, but we're online all the time at freetalklive.com. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.